You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The 2016 season has been in the books for a while, and now it's time to look back at it. Now that we are at the end of the calendar year, let's talk about the Mariners a little bit with Greg Johns. I'm Allison Federer. Greg, an exciting season for the Mariners, like couldn't have gotten more exciting and really crushing than the last meaningful game that they played of the season. But when you look at back at 2016, I mean, obviously the Mariners, they fell short of their goal, which is to make the playoffs. But there's still some pretty, you know, poignant moments and a pretty interesting season. Is there anything that like stands out to you as something that was significant to you?
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing with 2016, Allison, was just the changing of the guard and really establishing a new foundation. I mean, if you want to talk about, you know, changing of a culture and really top to bottom, I mean, they couldn't have been any more dramatic. I mean, you from the ownership group, the Nintendo group that had owned the team for years, you know, engineered a sale and changed the CEO. Howard Lincoln stepped aside, and John Stanton took over mid-season. And even before that, you know, the Jerry DePoto coming on as GM, hiring Scott Service, who'd never been a manager at any level, and came in with some, you know, some questions. We all wondered how the new guy would do, and DePoto came in firing. You know, made all kinds of trades, changed the roster quite a bit. Service came in really established, I thought, very well. Rapport with the team and kind of with that new group, really, you know, did a nice job of setting a tone and getting guys together and doing the things that you like to see in a ball club with guys just getting along to start out with and getting to know each other and went from there and played well on the field, as you mentioned. You know, they improved by 10 wins this past year, and that's significant. I mean, they came down to the last weekend with a shot at the wild card, and yeah, it stung to not make it, but being there till the end is certainly a lot better than being out of it in July or August, and played some good baseball in September, really some of their better ball, and to get themselves in that thing right to the hunt. So, you know, to me, that was the biggest thing. I mean, just so many new pieces built around that real core that stayed the same, and that core really, you know, provided big numbers this year with Cano and having really a breakthrough season. I think that if you want to point at another thing, probably the biggest and best thing the Mariners saw was Robinson Cano back to being Cano this year and just having a super season. And that was a huge difference as well. So some good stuff, I think, and reasons for optimism. But, you know, establishing that core, kind of building the base around that group, the big money guys, is really what they wanted to do. And I think they succeeded in that.
Yeah, I think that also just looking, I mean, every team has injuries and no team likes to use that as an excuse, and they won't. But they really had to overcome a lot when it came to issues on the pitching side. And so when you look at where they ended up, there is a lot of reason to feel optimistic. I mean, you can't really tell what's going to happen next year, but as far as just what they were able to overcome and battle through the entire season, that shows, I think, maybe a pretty deep team. Am I along the right lines on that?
Yeah, I think so. And that was really one of the things DePoto knew he needed to do, was make a deeper roster and starting with pitching. And he's not the first GM to say it, but he certainly lived up to it with trying to, you know, get more flexibility and options and just rotation guys that could come in if needed. And he at the end of the year, he said, you know, didn't know we're going to need quite that much. They ended up starting 13 different guys, started a game for him. Four of the five guys who were opening roster starters got hurt during the year at some point, including Felix Hernandez. So that is something that you need to do, and you need it every year. Sometimes you get lucky. I remember some of their best years in Seattle, back in the, you know, around 2001 when they did so well. I think all five starters stayed healthy, and those are things that you need to do, you know, to really, really be good. But to be competitive even when you have injuries, you know, that's what most clubs are trying to get through, and they, I think they did a pretty good job of it last year. DePoto never stopped made moves. You know, I mean, remember bringing in, you know, just little things like bringing Wade LeBlanc in the middle of the year and brought him in, and he ended up, you know, winning some games for him, pitching some pretty good stuff. And then they brought in Ariel Miranda later on, guy that looked pretty good from towards the end of the season. You know, those kind of moves that kind of under the radar, but proved pretty adept and helped him win some games. And you'll see DePoto doing that again. I mean, he's doing it this offseason. I think he'll always be that guy that kind of tinker, trying to whatever it's going to take to to make the team a little bit better and deeper and at every position. So, you know, he's an interesting guy to watch as a GM, certainly, and I think the Mariners should be a pretty interesting team to watch coming down the road next year as well.
Okay. Good stuff, Greg. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.